you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit and welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 24. In today's video, we open with some somber thoughts and news about the recent passing of Kobe Bryant. We move on to still not too happy stuff with the coronavirus. Talk about that. And
Temtem's happy.
What that could potentially mean, but then we move on to Temtem, and that's kind of tight. Even the blue kind of rained on the bubble a little bit. All right, it's tight. Don't listen to anyone
He's
else.
He's being honest, though. Like, I
appreciate
I love
that.
Honesty.
I appreciate that, but I don't need it. Okay,
I don't need it.
Sounds good. And then we have some Patreon questions, Super Bowl predictions, and of course, the usual shenanigans.
Take my money bet if you like the Niners.
Don't. With this episode, hope you all enjoy. Let's get into it.
Well, welcome to episode 24. Welcome, everybody. Going to start on kind of a
somber note.
Yeah. As most of you guys know, on January 26th, the world lost Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven other souls were on that plane as well, or on that helicopter as well. And it's just kind of like crazy to me, man. It was kind of like the first time in my life that like somebody like passed away who I felt was like larger than like life, you know, like somebody who's just like bigger than life itself, than like somebody who was supposed to live forever. And it was just like, it just stopped me, dude. It was kind of weird. It was a really weird time because I'm a really big basketball fan. And in the videos, like, you're like, you and your basketball references, like somehow in some way, I'll always allude to like Kobe Bryant in game seven or Kobe's like six rings. And people are like, Rob, Kobe only has five rings and all this kind of stuff. And it was just kind of crazy. And, I was a big fan of Kobe, and it was just really weird. I'm a big Nuggets fan. So like, I wasn't a fan that he was on the Lakers or anything like that. Like, I hate the Lakers. But I always like respected Kobe for like, not only like the player he was, but also like the man he was. And it was the first time in my life that like I cried from like a celebrity's passing or something like that. Like the first time something ever like hit me like that. So episode 24 is for the Mamba. Love you, Kobe.
Goes out to the Mamba fam.
Yeah. Blue, I know you're a big basketball guy. You're a big Spurs guy. And the Spurs and the Lakers always had some battles, so I mean,
that's what I grew up watching.
Yeah,
it was just very surreal because like I literally woke up and I go on Twitter and like you see something and you're like, oh, that's not real. But then like you see all like these news sources and you're like, oh my god, it's actually real.
Yeah,
and it's just kind of weird because there's like people who you think are like immortal and you're like, oh, these people are always going to be with us.
For sure.
And I think the first celebrity death that like really like got to me like that was probably like David Bowie's, because I thought David Bowie was gonna live forever.
That was what we were playing Minecraft Monday that night. I'll never forget that either.
But yeah, with Kobe's, it was like, that was just another one where it's like, man, I thought we were always gonna have him.
Yeah,
for real. In a way, we do always have him.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, his legacy will definitely live on.
Yeah. Well, and it's gone past like being bigger than just like a basketball player. Like you can draw a lot of things from Kobe, whether you are a sports fan or not, or don't know anything about sports. You can pull a lot of things from Kobe. How did you figure out or hear about the news?
I think it was just recording videos or something, and my Apple Watch kept like buzzing. I was like, what? And I just kept seeing like Twitter notifications. Once I stopped, finished the recording, I checked DMs, and everyone was talking about Kobe. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I looked and I was like, can't be real. And at that time, it was like still, it was only like TMZ mm-hmm. at the time. So everyone's like, well.
And that's when and like it was super conflicted. That's when like I hate journalism. And
well, that's when there were people saying all of his daughters were on board with him.
Mm-hmm.
People saying like Rick Fox was on there.
Just like spewing Shaq, names.
Yeah, just throwing stuff out to fuel the fire. And so I waited and still brutal. The thing that hits most, though, is it's not so much like if he had died from old age, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a different kind of loss.
Yeah.
The fact, like, what, 41?
41, man. Like,
and to go out like
my
that?
My dad's, like, 57. Like, it's just crazy that it puts everything in perspective, honestly. It just, like, made me, like, text everybody. I called my grandparents, you know? Just makes you, like, appreciate life and makes you, like, appreciate, like, the little things. Because we take this life for granted, I think, sometimes. And it takes something like that to happen to kind of ground everybody again. I think it gave a lot of people, like, a lesson, which is something we need, and slowed everything down for a little bit, but it's just a super sad situation. And I liked Kobe because, like, I'm a big soccer player, and everybody's like, ooh, like soccer, field fairies, like, ooh, soccer's dumb. But, like, Kobe was, like, one of the only, like, big superstars to, like, embrace soccer and say, soccer's sick. I was like, hell yeah, Kobe.
My man.
So I loved Kobe. And, like, his shoes are super dope. I, like, went and, like, shot hoops the day after, dude, and was, like, crying on the court. And I was like, geez, what am I doing? But I was hitting every jumper, bro. Step back. I'm nice with it. I want to do that for, like, Fruit Summit or something like that. Get us all on a basketball court or something and play horse or something.
Just watch everyone embarrass themselves, myself included.
You're nice on the court.
No.
Blue, do you got a nice jumper?
No, I not anymore.
Okay, see, it's a fair playing field then.
Yeah, catch me a horse and I might get a letter on you, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I won't even throw the ball. I'll break my arm doing that.
I think the hardest part for me, though, because I don't really watch basketball. It was mm-hmm. still hard to hear someone like him passing, though.
Yeah.
It's just like, you knew who he was,
mm-hmm.
everything he's done. For me, the part that really hit home was imagining him on that helicopter. And they haven't said exactly. I think they said it happened pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But, like, just imagine, like, you're there with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming and you know it is.
Like, I always think about that, like, in, like, a plane crash brutal. Or anything like that. Just, like, and I hate to say that's what I think, like, that's where my mind goes to. But, like, I can't help that. And it's just, like, and that's what makes it even, like, sadder is, like, I go to, like, to that spot and it's just super sad.
Well, I go there, and then I also think about his wife and everything.
Yeah.
Sisters. Like,
his parents.
Can't imagine. Because he was with his wife since, like, 17, right? Mm-hmm. High school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
The death that hit me the most since then would have been Steve Irwin.
And that was a
that
long
one hit
time,
me really hard.
That was crazy. Yeah, I remember being, like, 11 or 10, or whenever that happened. I was crying, just crying when they showed, like, on the Animal Planet. Like his like memorial service or whatever. That was really sad
for me. Steve Irwin hit so hard too because he just felt like the best of us, you mm-hmm. know. He just always seemed like a really upstanding guy, stood for the right things.
How he kind of died too, like doing something that like he loved and with an animal that he probably thought was the most beautiful thing.
And he sucks. Probably no bad blood either. He's probably like, yep, mm-hmm. my bad.
Yeah, and has like no ill will towards that animal at all. And was like, hey, I was there. It was just kind of doing its natural instinct. I was asking for it. It sucks because we need a little bit of Steve Irwin. But his kids are super awesome.
Yeah.
Robert, I think his name is.
I thought it was like Benji. And
I think it's Robert. That's a great name. I think it is, actually.
It might be. I don't know.
Robert so, Owen.
Benji came somewhere. I don't know. Where did I get that name? Doesn't matter. But
I guess, like, I'm trying to think. Like,
number 24 for 24.
Yeah. So, it's for you, Cobes. Kobe game 7. I'm always going to say Kobe whenever I'm shooting now. Still. Of course.
I never watched basketball, and I would still do that.
Yeah. See, and that's just how Kobe. He just transcends the sport. And, like, everybody, when they throw a grenade in a video game, it's Kobe. So, he'll be missed, and it's just a super sad situation because it involved a lot of people, and it's just very sad. And I called my dad because I was at the gym pulling up my phone, and I just see, like, did Kobe, like, on trending, it was like, oh, my God, OMG, Kobe, did Kobe die? Because it was just, like, breaking. So, like, there wasn't really, like, any kind of news outlets or anything like that. And I was getting in a pump, bro. Like, like, nothing is stopping me. I am getting in these K calories. I'm owning. And I, like, read that. The first thing I did was call my dad. I called him 3 times. Doesn't answer. Finally answers the 4th time. And he knows something's wrong. He goes, what's wrong? Because I don't call my dad 4 times ever. And I go, Kobe died. He goes, Kobe? He's like, Kobe who? I was like, Kobe Bryant, Dad. Like, and he's like, oh my God, no way. He's like, anybody but Kobe. And he's like, I said Kobe who? Because he's like, it can't be Kobe Bryant. Like, no way. And it's just like very surreal. Like, it's just like a crazy, crazy situation. And it's just very sad.
Well, there's no real way to transition from that to any other topic.
Yeah.
So we'll just move on. To perhaps some brighter spots.
Blue, or like a 8-star not ad read, but a
review
of
go.
The podcast. Cause we were like starting, I was like, Blue, can you do an ad read?
Every time. It's a review. You're gonna think people we really pay people to write these.
But we only read the good ones, right, Blue? What good one do you have for us today? Or maybe it's actually a bad one but has good constructive criticism.
No.
We're not going to go to the bad ones because every single one of the bad ones are, I did it for the meme, haha, 2 stars.
Are you serious? We actually have idiots who are doing that.
But we're still 5-star podcast.
Yeah, we better be.
Okay.
Speaking of great 5-star reviews from Josh, what a great way to start off the week. This podcast helps me get through my homework on a Sunday night after I procrastinated all weekend. Hearing them talk makes me very happy. Their rants are unmatched and their topic hilarious. 8 stars.
Nice. Okay, so I would like to state something real quick. These are audio reviews.
Oh boy!
And we don't know if this is going to be.
It should be good.
I don't even think you guys have emailed them.
It's not that they're out of town. It's just that there's something wrong with it now. I guess
the issue seems to be getting deeper and deeper. First, people are like, I can't play it. People can't download it. People said ones they've already downloaded won't play anymore. Across like all platforms. I don't even know how any of this happens. So we got to figure out what in the world's going on. And everybody's like, why do you tell audio listeners? Because right now they can't hear you. But they hear this, they know that we were thinking about it.
But it's also if an audio listener is like, you know what? I'm going to be a video listener, but I just am going to have the video playing in the background. So it's almost like I am still an audio listener. But I also listen to ads that play on the video.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe like it's for them who are like, I'm an audio listener. I'm going to go to the video and see if there's any updates. But then they probably just listen to the first minute, don't hear it. And they go, hey, where's the audio? Do you guys know where the audio is? Hey,
I even tweet it out every week too. No one cares. We do care. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Listen, we're scuffed. What do you want from us?
We're a 5-star podcast now. Okay. We're allowed to do that. Okay.
We're 8.
Oh, we're 8 still?
Yeah.
Even after all this controversy?
Hey, we dictate it.
Okay, we're 8.
You think this is democracy?
Shout out to China showing us how to run our podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of China, coronavirus.
Oh.
The Corona Lyme virus.
My stream
loves that shit when I say the Corona Lyme virus.
I like Corona Limes. They're yummy.
Can't say I've ever had one. Don't really play nine either.
Oh, wait, no. A Corona and a Lime. I was thinking Bud Light Lime Limes, but Corona and a Lime.
The ones you pump down and then everyone made fun of you for pumping down?
Yeah, dude, that was so whack. Like in the first SRL, they're like, Rob, what are you drinking over there? I was like, oh, Bud Light Lime Limes. And it was like, pussy. I'm like, what? Did they taste good? They're good, so I'm going to drink it.
Hey, don't let anybody tell you what you can or can't do, Rob.
But, okay.
I'm just trying to enjoy my alcohol.
Blue, before he, C-3PO over here, gets into the stats about Corona and why we're going to die.
We all are
eventually. You afraid? Like, are you at the point where you are scared or, like, on alert?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm not really worried. I mean, we have these outbreaks like every single time.
I agree.
Every couple of years, and it always ends up with nothing happening out of them. Like we had SARS, and then we had H1. What N1 was?
Well, what is SARS the one that bird broke out flu. In China as well?
Yeah.
I thought that was like bird flu.
Well, I think it was SARS, and that was like 2012, 2013. This one's already five times worse than that. It's barely started.
I mean, I guess we'll find out, but I mean,
I think I'm with you. I was super scared of Ebola. Like when Ebola was like a thing, I was
yeah, and then Ebola.
That's like, it. I was like, it. That we're over.
And
that
to me,
diseases that are viruses that pop up, and every single time, usually doesn't end that badly.
We figure.
And
out
I'm
a
also
way.
Not really that worried about Corona Lyme virus because I already have all my own fucking shit to deal with. So if that, like,
it might actually cure it.
Do they have? Does Texas have any cases?
Honestly. I don't know. The only one I think I know of confirmed is Chicago. I thought.
Oh, I heard there was one in like Lakewood.
I heard I had it. I have no idea. Yeah, can you imagine?
Gonna help me.
Yeah, it's too late.
For all the audio listeners, when this is up, I put my hands over my mouth
very
to
good,
pantomime
Rob.
A mask. Yeah. Because somebody was like, when Rob does his actions, he doesn't really think about the audio listeners. And I was like, you're right, like, I don't.
I'm covering my nose.
So
audible gasp.
Yeah, for the audio listeners, when you hear this in 8 weeks, when we get audio up, that's what I was doing.
Very good of you, Rob. I will say, I actually had a nightmare of it the other day.
What?
I usually don't have nightmares. Yeah.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
This is shaking you.
Are
you
but
shook?
I'm not really shook. That was the weird thing. I had the dream. I was with like my family.
Uh-huh.
And it was getting so bad that we had to go somewhere else. And for some reason, that meant San Antonio. So we went to San Antonio. And
we got to go to Blue's house.
Maybe that's what I'm sick with.
But we're like, okay, we got to go. Like, we just get a hotel. But I was like, wait a minute. Everybody traveling's going to go to a hotel. They'll probably have the virus. So we got an Airbnb. And then we go there. And then it turned into like a weird horror film. But that's not
I like
really
how
fun.
Like this is like you still have like an Airbnb website. Like, hey, can we like rent this out like during this time? Like, yeah, like, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. It was a nice house too. Man, I went through this whole thing with my family. I just woke up and that was weird. But I do have the stats here because I don't know who made this. Could be a whole bunch of Wallawahoogie. Whatever you want to call it.
Okay. A bunch of hoopla, mm-hmm. I think is the term
hoopla.
You're looking for. Yeah. I think that's
but,
the term you're looking for.
I'm here to stoke the fire and cause mass hysteria.
Okay.
So that's
hysteria.
That's what I'm here to do.
Night.
I don't really think it's ever going to get this
bad.
Oh,
wait, no, it's Disturbia.
Yeah. I don't know what
yeah,
you're
doing. Yeah, Disturbia, Rob.
You're like me right now when I mistake songs.
Disturbia.
Disturbia.
See, I almost got it.
So... looked up this because I saw this on Twitter.
What does that say?
So it's Wuhan coronavirus infection.
Okay.
So it was predicted versus so far actual. Yes, Robert.
How did this start?
Bats, I think, or something.
Bats or something?
Here's my conspiracy.
Okay.
As someone who is incredibly naive and uh-huh. uneducated on all of this. So I want to discredit myself before you hear what I have to say and think I'm being serious.
I should try that before I start saying things
yeah,
now.
I am not an expert. I know next to nothing. And most of this is handfuls of comments I've cherry picked from Reddit and gone, I agree with that because that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So
okay.
this is conspiracy theory time.
Okay.
Okay. Viruses don't really serve a purpose and we don't know where they come from or why they exist.
Yes.
I know why they exist because it's Mother Nature.
Okay.
A Mother Nature's pissed. And like, it's over there in China. Like, bro, there's way too many of you. So boom, coronavirus. This is how all these viruses come from.
Uh-huh.
Because the weird thing about a virus too, and why these new ones can be so deadly. Again, uh-huh. apparently I read this from a guy on Reddit who said he studies this stuff, which means he probably doesn't.
Okay.
But I'm going to take his word for it because that's how
Reddit.
The internet works.
Yeah.
He said it.
He's on
right.
your team.
It was yes. true. So yeah. that viruses, their whole thing is new viruses are so deadly because they haven't mutated yet. Most viruses, they're not trying to kill you because that's it's against the point. The whole point of a virus is to spread. But if it kills its host fast enough, it can't spread. So that's the problem with the coronavirus right now. It's new and it hasn't mutated well enough. So it's killing hosts, whereas normally it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he was saying like AIDS is so bad. Because it is deadly, but it's also delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So it still takes a couple years and then kills.
We don't have a cure for AIDS, right? Or do we? No.
I'm not going to answer that because I don't know.
I don't know either.
I already sound stupid enough. Yeah, so I'm not going to...
People are going to really
I'm not digging my grave any deeper, yeah. All right?
I'm over here. What? What'd you say?
What? I can't hear you from down
I'm
here.
I'm already way down here. What is that?
I found China.
One more time.
It really is on the mother
you're
side.
Like, all right, well.
Yeah, you pop up like, oh. Everyone's wearing masks. Oh, no. But so, I think it's Mother Nature.
Okay.
Just messing around sometimes or, you know, like mm-hmm. this. A little crowd control. Mother Nature's going to get us all.
Yeah,
dude,
I heard right? it came from, like, livestock or something. Like, I heard it
that's
came
not, cool,
from a seafood trader thing is what I heard from whatever.
I heard it was in unicorn feces.
Oh.
Yeah. And they've been using it as manure.
I like that one probably. There was one that I heard, and I don't know if it's kind of credible. Basically, there's this king, and gets to dictate whether or not you have this virus or not.
Oh.
They call him King Virus.
Oh.
And he said, you guys get corona. That's where we're at.
Not the Budweiser one.
Nope.
Ugh.
And that one was easier. Yeah. This was, we crit failed on the
wall. We had a serum ready for the Budweiser virus.
Dude, have you put up your dice, by the way? That's what I was...
Oh, no, I need to.
Okay.
It's in my bedroom. I need to, though. They look nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So anyway, back to this. Some guy did some prediction. I don't know who he is. Someone just said a name. And of course, again, like the internet, I go, oh, yeah, sure, I can trust this.
Mike Anderson.
Mm-hmm, sure. So Mike Anderson predicted. He has dates from January 22nd all the way to February 21st. And he has his predicted confirmed cases and confirmed deaths. Okay?
Okay.
Then on the right, we have actual results.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it only goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like a week.
Okay.
Because it's the, what is today?
Today
the 30th.
Is the 30th.
So this hasn't been updated with the 30th, but it has been updated to the 29th, right? So on the 22nd of January, confirmed was 495. Deaths was 10. Now, he then goes on day to day to say how many confirmed, how many deaths he thinks, and then so on and so forth as it builds exponentially and exponentially and exponentially. And he thinks going from January 22nd, where there was 495 cases, 10 deaths, that by the time of February 21st, there will be, if I'm reading this correctly, 57 million deaths.
Get the fuck out of here.
And
yeah.
Sorry. 57 million cases. And
even that, come on.
1,178,144 deaths.
You're telling me a million people are going to die in 3 weeks.
But here's the thing. In the past 7 days, it was called a world national crisis because in the past 7 days, it's increased tenfold. And that's the thing about a virus. It's exponential. Because if you think about it, if it goes unstopped or unchecked or you're not able to contain it.
Well, we're going to contain it.
One person spreads to one. You got two. Two spreads, four, eight. Six, you don't understand.
Pyramid scheme, yeah. Yes.
It's a pyramid scheme. This is all it is. So that sounds ridiculous, right?
Yes, it sounds absolutely a million people.
So you're like, that's stupid. So February 23rd, he said there'd be 730 confirmed. There's only 654. He's off. Deaths, 15, he predicted, but there was 25, actually. So he lowballed there. Okay. Uh-oh. Strange.
Oh, no.
So January 24th, he predicted 1,080 confirmed cases, only 901. He predicted 22 deaths, only 26. It went up by one.
Only 26 in like 5 days.
But January 25th, about 1,600 cases he predicted. January 25th, 1,100. So he's still overshooting.
Yeah.
We're doing
almost
good.
Almost by half.
He thought 33 deaths, but there was actually 41. So the deaths, however, are a little bit higher than he thought.
Not too much, though.
No. January 26th, he predicted 2,300 cases. Now there's 2,500 confirmed. So now he's underestimating. He thought there'd be 48 deaths. Now there's 80. It doubled in a day. Okay. January 27th, he said there'd be 3,400. There was 4,200. Okay. He said there'd be 71 dead, 106. Next day, January 28th, 5,100 cases. Actuality, 5,500. He said there'd be 105 deaths, 131.
Oh, my God.
January 29th, he said there'd be 7,500. There's 7,900. He said there'd be 155 dead. There's 170 dead. They started out a little lowballing, but now the numbers are exceeding
what he has predicted.
Predictions. If this keeps up,
this is getting spooky.
I bet, but it's only because it's so radical right now and it's so new. And I think it's kind of like how H1 or like the swine flu or whatever that was called, and Ebola was. And I think we'll kind of just figure it out.
I'm buying MREs. I'm going. I'm getting water.
Are you buying stuff?
Well, did I tell you about that?
Oh, my.
No. So, were you? I don't know if you were there. You might have been away. Right before we recorded Battlefront with Omrecker.
Oh, no.
You weren't there?
I mean, I was there, but I mean.
You didn't hear this? So, he saw this whole thing and he's freaked out about it. So, he found this thing where you can get these like frozen MREs.
What are MREs?
I don't know if it stands for meal or military, but it's like something ration, whatever. It's what you eat in the military. Yeah. It comes in like a little pouch.
Yeah.
And it's just something like that. We found these frozen ones that stay good for like 30 years. And so he bought like 20, 40 pounds or something crazy. And he's getting them and he's like, might as well have them. Jeez. Food for 20 to 30 years. But you do that, stock up on some water, batten down the hatches. He even started looking at some doomsday vaults.
Really?
Yeah. Some bunkers.
Yeah.
I've looked into those too.
Have you?
Not like seriously, yeah, but they're like, really interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's literally like fallout.
Mm-hmm.
So he said there's one in like North or Illinois or something where it's like 50,000 a ticket and there's still like a spot and there's still some spots open. But he's like, well, that wouldn't really work because I can't get tickets for my other family. So I'm just going to be like, peace. You know, I'm going to the... But the thing he said about like that bunker was they only had enough food.
Oh, is that how we got on the topics of that like one movie that I've seen, that bunker that mm-hmm. like makes everyone go yeah. crazy? Yeah.
So that's how we got there.
Oh, okay.
He said they only had like enough supplies for like 2 years. I'm like,
what?
I don't know what doomsday you're preparing for, but odds are that's not going to be long enough.
Yeah.
So he was saying it's just like a way to go out in your own terms and slower. And I was like,
what?
If that's the case, I'm just shooting my brains out.
Yeah.
Like, if it were to happen, it's either slowly die and go crazy underground for 2 years and then die, or just die right now. Yeah. Screw it, dude. Let's end it right now. But if it was like a vault or a bunker that's ready for like 30 years, 40, 50, self-sustaining, I'll give it a chance.
For sure. Why wouldn't you?
But the interesting thing you talked about, the interesting thing he talks about, like those bunkers, though, is what they do. They actually provide free spots, though, to like doctors, nurses, engineers, technicians.
That's pretty cool.
So instead of having to...
You gotta like apply, I'm sure, or something like that.
But that way, you'll be stocked there. So if things go wrong, you already have X amount of
people.
But
you're like the town doctor now or something like that. Like you gotta
pretty much.
That.
But, so it's interesting stuff. I'm thinking,
you
save up.
Freaked me out now.
Save up, dig under my basement.
One thing I will never forget as a kid... do you guys remember the whole Y2K thing? When the clocks...
Party like it's 1999.
The clocks would change to 2000s and what? It was
and the computer
to,
would show 0000.
And it would explode.
And then it wouldn't... So it would reset everything. Yeah.
It's like, looking back on it, it's so ridiculous.
I mean, it was like, that one and then 2012 was pretty...
Yeah,
the
Mayan calendar.
The Mayan calendar, and like literally nobody was like, "Do you ever think that they just kind of stopped making the calendar?"
Oh, they're like, shit. "We'll never get there.
Yeah,
we don't gotta worry about it. If we do, we'll make some more."
Like for Y2K, my parents like made us put liters of water underneath like the basement, like in like a little spot they made, just in case, because our neighbor across the street was like filling his bathtubs with water and like said like gold was gonna be like the newest kind of thing, so he sold like a bunch of his furniture and a bunch of his stuff to buy gold, which in hindsight was a great stock move. Phil, good for you. But
you haven't heard of it yet, but Bitcoin, he's like, it's gonna be huge.
You're like, Phil's crazy. He's making the best investments. But I just remember, Y2K, and then, like you said, 2012. I didn't think 2012 was going to happen at all.
2012 was easily the dumbest one I ever.
Yeah.
I mean, 2000 was dumb, but I wasn't really, like, I didn't know. I was just, like, a dumb
we're six.
Little kid. So six I didn't even, like, what's Y2K? But 2012 was, like, easily, like why?
It's like, this is what I've been freaking out over every century. We always have something like this. I was like, geez.
Just stupid.
We're idiots. This is it. It's over. So, with that information shed,
I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Watching like 2 months of
this is the guy who they're gonna 10 Reese's and 40 to 50 is going to be the hard ones.
I don't.
You've known to been wrong, but like, I hope you're not.
I don't think you are expecting this to be like the Black Plague or something like that. Like something, or like the bubonic plague or something that is going to wipe out 33% of the earth. Well, did you see that? Like China is like, they're building some hospital in like 5 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
You got the manpower.
Just done.
Unite and be surprised what could happen.
So at today, how many confirmed cases are there?
I'm not sure. I'll have to try and look that up.
Why do they name it Corona? Like, why that?
There's something to it.
Oh, is there?
But see, I think, too, the only reason these numbers are inflated, too, is because we're talking about China. Who has
China is such a big population density. Or whatever.
Yeah. So that's the reason I think if it is going to, which I don't think it is, it has its best chance in China. Because.
And from what I understand, China's not exactly been doing the greatest job of handling it. So
have they not?
But also, Pooh to Bear's be fair, fucking it we up. Literally live in America where people don't want to vaccinate their kids from fucking polio and measles. So, I mean, like, I don't really think we have that much room to talk.
Yeah, vaccinate your kids.
Coronavirus map. Online dashboard shows nearly 8,000 cases worldwide.
8,000. And how many in the USA? Like two or three? Or one confirmed?
I don't know. Let me see. Coronavirus.
Just keep it out of Colorado.
USA.
We already got three Dream Teamers here. We're going to get the rest. And then Colorado's a sanctuary. Everybody will be fine and safe here. The content will live on. Corona or no corona.
First person-to-person transmission confirmed in U.S.
How do you die from it?
You know what a headline like that is? The beginning of zombie movies? Where you just see like flashes, like society falling, and it's like first confirmed news cases, like the coronavirus, nothing to worry about. And then it switches to this is an epidemic. And then like everybody evac, martial law. That's how it starts. Just saying.
That reminds me of what was that? What's that one movie with Sandra Bullock? Where like they can't see and they're like,
oh, Bird Box? Bird Box?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. That's what that reminds me of.
I think it reminds me more of like World War Z.
Or Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
World War Z is such a bad movie, actually.
It had
World War Z was underrated as fuck.
What? It's kind of bad.
It was decent, but the pacing and the ending, I mean, even Brad Pitt and stuff talked like just kind of lost. It wasn't supposed to be how it was.
It was
definitely weird pacing, but that movie is very underrated.
Wow, I'm going to have to watch it again.
I think it's a surprisingly solid movie, to be honest.
As of Friday morning Beijing time, which was like 8 hours ago or something, 9,700 cases.
Oh my God.
Which is nearly 2,000 more than yesterday, including 9 cases in the self-governing island of Taiwan. So somehow I got over there.
My God.
Which is why I've played Plague Inc. We're going to Greenland.
What's Plague Inc.?
We got our best chance. So you pretty much, it's like a pandemic simulator.
Uh-huh.
You start like, I'm going to name this one Ligma. It's like Ligma takes over the world. But
literally all my computer classes would just be Plague Inc.
Yeah. So you have a skill tree, and as you're going, you infect more people. You're trying to have a pandemic. Yes. Yeah, kill as many people as you can. Let's spread the whole world.
You're the virus.
So you mutate it, and then they're like, scientists have figured out a cure. So then you mutate to this or like resist this antibiotic, blah, blah, blah. So you go, and almost every game, the last place to get infected, Greenland.
Really?
So we're going to Greenland. The United States confirmed a 6th U.S. case. Marking the first time the virus has spread from person to person.
Why?
With experts saying a vaccine is still a long way off. Oopy. More international cases of the illness have appeared. Australia, Vietnam, and South Korea all announced new coronavirus infections, while India and the Philippines had their first ones.
I'm okay. Now I'm starting. Now it's just like
death tolls raised to 213.
If you think about it, though, in the grand scheme of things, 213 people in the world population is not big at all.
Like, I mean, but for a virus that literally just started not like, long ago, that's,
yeah, not even 2 weeks ago.
How do you die from it? Like, what do you get?
I don't know.
Like, do you just get like flu-like symptoms, but Omega?
But see, so the important thing is the World Health Organization announced Thursday that it was declaring the outbreak a public health emergency, which legally requires states to ramp up their response to the crisis. So the idea is, like, yo, this is serious. Let's stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the lookout, you know?
Hey, states.
So hopefully we
keep
can...
keep your head up.
Yeah, we can contain it. Infections have also been confirmed in Italy, France, Hong Kong, Japan, Nepal, Cambodia, Singapore, the United Arab Emirates, Vietnam, Taiwan, Canada, and Sri Lanka.
Dude, it's crazy how much we travel as like humans.
The Overwatch League canceled all their Chinese games.
Absolutely, you have to.
Because in their upcoming season, they were doing it where like you play home games now. Mm-hmm. Like it's not just in LA, you go to Dallas, San Francisco,
Beijing,
Hong Kong, Beijing, whatever. Yeah. So they said, yeah, all,
yeah, no
any
way.
Travel. And I mean, we're talking about games in like April, May. Don't, no.
That's so scary, man. And then like I heard like towns like Wuhan is like on lockdown. Like you can't like leave. Like you are locked in your apartments all day, every day.
Because see, like just talking about it and seeing what it could be, it just sounds like science fiction or something, you know?
Just
like, it just doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Like we heard of the Black Plague and how terrifying it was. But
how
we
long ago
there.
Did that happen?
Either 1700s.
I thought it was like the Renaissance or like the Silver Age or what? I don't know.
One of those ages.
The BC.
Okay, let's see.
You know what really messed me up the other day? Dates. That like when you say like 850 BC, 650 BC is earlier than 850 BC because it counts like downward.
Oh yeah, yes. I'm an idiot. Way earlier.
Fucked me up.
Fun fact. Okay. The first recorded case of the bubonic plague was actually in China in 224 BCE.
Oh, God.
But the most significant outbreak was in Europe in the mid-14th century. Over a five-year period from 1347 to 1352, 25 million people died.
25.
Which at the time was some ridiculous... Like 20% like, of the population.
I was
going to
say, I think it's like 33% of the population.
It was something crazy. And in today's, for we to hit that, it'd be billions.
You know what... I think was the actual like cure to the Black Plague was just a bar
hand sanitizer.
I think it was just a bar soap actually, and it was.
You know what else?
Oh,
is crazy.
I think I know.
I don't.
This ad read.
Oh,
hey.
I did know that one was pretty obvious.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to the podcast where all we talk about is sad stuff and warn you
for
the future.
Hey, you need a couple rainy days to learn to enjoy a sunny day.
Listen, all I'm saying is it's better to be prepared. I'm just saying everybody should know because that's what everyone's saying. Like, it's not a, that's how it starts.
Are you going to buy rations?
It's not a bad thing. I mean, I'm not joking. Maybe one day I build a vault, you know?
Just kind of
build a bunker down,
fuck around and build a vault.
It's not the worst idea.
Do I got to pay DLC to get in that vault, or
you got to bring something to the table?
I mean, I am funny. I am.
It would have to be one of those like sad movie moments where I have like my family and we're like full, and you're like running, like, no, and I'm like, I'm so, and you're like bang, like, got me.
But then like I punch the door as hard as I can and it blows open because I'm a superhero.
No, I was gonna say, I can see you in the glass and then the zombie.
Nah, I like punch the zombie off of me and then I fly away.
No, so you punch it and you're like, oh, get me in. I'm like, oh, cool. You come in and you saw it bit your hand.
Yeah.
You're like, it's nothing, dude.
Well, it's like Blue and I are running in, and then like you close the door on like both of us, and I'm like, well, at least I have Blue, and I look, and then like Blue's not next to me, and I look inside, and Blue's, and I'm just
like, yeah, Blue's like, deuces.
So he dabs. Like, right as like the atomic bomb flash goes, that's all I see is the last like.
Burned in your brain is Blue dabbing. That'd be pretty funny.
And then I turn away to look away, and Shark's on the other side, taking the first blast.
Oh, God. Okay, so enough sad stuff.
Let's move on to more exciting stuff for you two.
Yeah, and it could be exciting for you too. Even Datto's getting on it. Ninja is getting on it. Tim the Tap Man's getting in on it.
All right. Tim. I tried to talk about it last week, but then it got sidetracked into something.
As we do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
I was like, Tim. And you're like, actually, I want to talk about something else. I was like, oh, okay. And then at the end of the podcast, we're like, oh, we didn't talk about Tim.
Yeah, but we already, the producers are already like, yeah, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I haven't played at all. I got a code and everything. I just don't know why I haven't played.
You're a boner.
Yeah, that's probably a big reason why.
That might be it.
Could be. It also could not be that.
I mean.
But Blue, what do you think about it so far? Is it the Pokemon killer?
No, not even close. Like, not even remotely.
The back of your mind. Not even back of your mind. You're going, this could be.
Okay, so let me go over I'll tell you why it's not even remotely close. Oh. It has nothing to do with the gameplay. The gameplay is fantastic. I really like the 2v2 battles. I like singles, and that's cool, but like 2v2 is way cooler. Singles and Pokemon's gotten a little stale for me.
It's always 2v2, right?
Always 2v2. Well, I mean, it's always, you know, you send out two creatures.
Yeah. If you only have one left or whatever, then.
So I really like that. I like the difficulty of the game. I like that the game doesn't hold your hand. I like that there's a lot of areas for you to really go around and explore.
Actual side quests?
That are optional. I like that there's literally side quests, like actual things for you to go do and fetch and actual rewards you get from side quests. I really like that the game is so grueling that they literally give you like a heal all one time use thing for your party every time you go to the Temporium.
I catch you in your stream all the time saying Pokemon over Temtem.
I have to stop Mtash every time I'm doing the playthrough.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, it's 20 something hours in. I'm like, you mean Temtem? Right. Sorry.
It's hard, dude. So, I mean, the game is good. It's not like it's. Obviously, the formula is the same. I think it's. If this game was released as a Pokemon game today, people would love it. Right? They'd be like, oh, wow, it's difficult. And look at all these areas and their side quests. And wow, 2v2 and the stamina system is so cool.
Shared world, co-op.
Shared world, co-op.
This isn't the full game, right? Like, the full game's not out.
It's like a little less than half, seems.
Why are they doing that? I feel like
every game does early access now.
The reason why it's not even close to beating Pokemon, and probably will never be that close to catching up to Pokemon, is nothing to do with the game. It has everything to do with the Temtem designs.
You don't like any of them?
I actually like them.
95% of the Temtem designs are like not even good enough to be Pokemon reject designs.
Like not even getting past draft stage.
Not even getting past draft stage. Ooh. Like Masuda was like, huh, that's it's fun. How about this? How about horse number one and horse number two? And then there's like, it's just a normal horse, and that's literally what I get from Temtem.
Damn.
It's just very most of the Temtem designs are just really boring. There's a couple very, like very really safe. Good ones though. Like what's it like?
Yeah, if you say one. The name ones, I'll put them up on like the screen. Oh, yeah, it should be easy.
Well, Platypus.
Are you seriously
fantastic.
That sad about it? You got Christian just frowning like a baby over here.
I
love the game. Like, the game is fantastic. It's just the Temtem designs are very lackluster.
Give me your top three Temtem designs.
One is Platypet.
Oh, that's like the cute little platypus, huh?
Yeah.
And he's designed to be a Pokemon. He was originally a fake Mon. Yeah. And
oh, was he like a fake starter or something like that?
Yeah.
They tried to like leak.
Where it turned out the leak was better than
Someone bought the rights to that design, and then they did the Kickstarter goal where like you get to put a Temtem in the game.
Oh, so how much was that?
A lot. A
couple thousand.
Oh, you should have done it.
Just put in a Mr. Fruit.
I mean, you pledged to be in the credits. Just a little more to get a Temtem.
A lot more. It's a lot more.
My second is probably the whole Pajaro line to Grandpa. The whole bird with leaf is really cool. And then my third is probably Adora Boros, which is like
that's cute.
A sleepy. I don't even know what to call it.
But it has Adora in its name. Adora Boros?
Adorable. So what I'm getting, Blue, is you have those three Temtems, and then the rest are just trash in design.
I'm honestly just being as realistic as possible. The only one of my three favorite designs that have a chance of making it in Pokemon would be Platypet.
And that's it.
And that's because...
Well they also have a different design, like holistic approach.
Yeah, it's weak. There are some hidden myths, just like every Pokemon. I enjoy them, but they're just like, they're not, you see them and you're not like, oh wow. Like that's,
I have to get that one.
Yeah, they don't stick with me at all. And that's why Pokemon has continued to be like just this huge money make machine, because like, their art direction is just fire. It's just, and that's so important when it comes to creature collectors. Tim Tams is
not. And I'm going to be honest with you, Blue. I've been watching, and I haven't seen one Temtem that's like, damn, that thing is hard looking.
Exactly. And you,
as a casual.
And as a casual, that's the most important part, is because he doesn't even play Pokemon in their money.
But I can still name you all the hype-ass Pokemon. Like Bellsprout.
Alright, your opinion automatically does not matter.
Okay, buddy.
Bellsprout, I like Victory Bell, he's cool. I like, what are you looking for, you freak? What? Did you lose your little sword?
Just fell.
Oh dude, is it like, have you ever been in class? So everybody can relate to this. Have you ever been in class and you have a pencil and then you drop your pencil and then you go to pick it up and it's gone?
The world is eating it, just like all the socks.
It's gone. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, oh, let me go get that. And then I like look down and it's just like a desert of just nothingness.
My heart.
And so now you found your knife. Okay, now put it back.
No.
And stop stabbing.
You're the one that broke the stand for it. Anyway, it's not important. Genki and Gazuma, like, come on.
Meh. Oh! Genki's okay, but Genki's
give me a life alert. You're gonna have to like write these names down for me while I'm editing.
I don't know, man. Genki's just very basic. I just don't.
So wait, give me your tier list.
I think people are partial to Genki purely because Genki's broken in the first area.
No, he was always my boy. Here, I'll look up all of them, and I'll just tell you the ones I don't like.
Okay.
It's because especially as you get later in the game, I think you start to get.
So you're saying like most of these would be in your Pokemon tier, like it could, they could.
Well, see, I know I completely separate
are
them
because I know the two.
I know the art differentiation stuff, and they're enough that like, oh, that's cool enough that like I just want that because I think it looks cool. I like Ori. Oh wait, I'm supposed to say the ones I don't like.
Yes. Okay. I actually would prefer the ones you do like, because that's probably
there's probably more.
There's probably more that
that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I like
Blue's hating over here, and then we have the complete opposite over here.
I like to live life. Cup half full.
Okay.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm a really hard guy to displease. What I'm saying. So when I dislike something, that's when
Yeah.
Swally. I like Lowally, but I don't really like Swally. Totoro is a hit or miss. Sometimes I'm like, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, nah. I don't know.
I have no idea what these look like. I'm just going to have them pop up everywhere.
Scale is a hit, but Skunch. Or Scale's a miss, but Skunch is a hit.
Is that like his evolution, I'm assuming?
Orphil and Nidrasil, sick. I don't know how Blue doesn't like those ones.
Meh.
Meh.
Look at he's like the little like he's got like three heads when he evolves and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Sick. Yeah. Call him Saint. You're meh, okay?
I know I am.
Oh, come on now. Bonnipe and Capire, don't really like those ones. See, I'm going here.
Dude. Wow, you like a lot of these. I wonder which is your favorite.
Mushuk. Sounds a hit or a miss. Mushi, its pre-evolution is great. But then it evolves in the face. You're like, bro, what happened?
Have you ever designed your own Pokemon?
No.
No. Have you, Blue?
I'd be disappointed by whatever I made.
I've never designed my own Pokemon. I've designed my own Yu-Gi-Oh cards, though, Paul.
Oh, what?
So, but those would absolutely not make it in Pokemon. They might make it in Temtem, though.
Ooh.
You don't like Toxelotl, Blue?
No.
He's so
it's
cute.
Evil looks stupid.
You don't even like Blues?
That's your name.
He's so cute. Look at him. He's like derpy, and then he has like poison gas coming out of him. That's like the black stuff.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I
mean, but it ain't no Charizard.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, that's all the ones I don't like.
Which is your favorite? Show me your absolute favorite.
It might be Genki or Kazuma. I love him so much.
What's Genki? Is he like a monkey?
No.
That's what I imagine.
This is Genki and Kazuma.
Oh, isn't Genki the one that Ab is trying to like capture?
Shiny hunt, yeah. Or Luma hunt.
Luma. Now that's like the shiny version in Temtem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is one thing I really like about Temtem. I like that it's fucking impossible to get a Luma form. Because it's 1 in 6,000?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Keep it that way. Don't give me this BS 1 in 400 and then you can have some sort of... Because like I want everybody to feel included. I want everybody to have shinies. Nay, I say. You grind
okay,
for
to
that.
To be fair, though, you can shiny hunt very quickly in Temtem.
But what I'm saying is like it's just it's better to have those 1 to 6,000 odds than 1 to 400. Even though you can do 6,000 encounters in Pokemon's time of 400.
Yeah, almost. You're not going to like this then because they said they might have an in-game area that makes it easier to Luma hunt.
Well, they have an in-game area where weekly it's going to rotate a Temtem, which will have a better chance of better SVs and a possible higher Luma chance. Which, for all we know, it goes from like 1 out of 6,000 like 1 out of 3,000.
Yeah,
you can
sure.
hear Rob moaning, upset.
It's not like...
out of 3,000, though, still...
Yeah.
That's still high.
It's cool.
And that would be double the chance.
I just like how it's like 1 to 6,000. I don't want... When you see a shiny, it's like, man, like they had a grind for that. Like, Ab is like... Unless you're blue and you get to do like 2 encounters or something like that. And then you get it.
My shiny like is nuts. I'm not gonna deny it.
Luma hunt?
Luma and
shiny hunting. Now the thing that's cool though is if you have two Lumas of the same type, you can breed them, and then your chances. So it's interesting because Temtem have fertility. When you catch them, it has like a little tree with leaves for each the stem and the leaves for each one that's highlighted. That's how many times it could be breeded. Once it's out, you can't breed it anymore.
That's cool. So you can't just have like a ditto slut.
Yeah,
just
exactly. Like. So like making perfect Temtem with like these stats is really hard and currently expensive.
Like EV training or something like
yeah, and trying to get in this the equivalent of like perfect IVs.
Mm-hmm.
Except IVs, the equivalent in Temtem are a lot more important. And so if you have one Luma with another type, so let's say you have a nature Luma and a shiny nature Luma, your chances become 1 out of 600, I believe. But you only get max like
8 of those rolls.
8 maybe. And when you catch a Luma, because it comes with perfect stats, usually for each perfect stat, it reduces its fertility. So you may only have like 5 chances.
That's like a CS roll. That's like a trade up.
And then on top of that, let's say you have a shiny nature and a shiny nature. Now it's 1 out of 20.
But you got 8
but
chances.
But you probably less than 8, yeah.
Oh, well, because like if it has like perfect stats and everything, you got like 3. That's sick. I like that. That's cool.
So that's even more like you got it. And you're like, now I have another chance. And then imagine you go and you're like.
Oh. It seems like they've taken that. I don't know how to describe it, but that hardcore aspect of a Pokemon series that you don't ever do in Pokemon. And I feel like they kind of enhanced that, which is pretty sick.
Yeah.
And adds a definitely different kind of layer to Because with Pokemon, you can have a team of six of the first Pokemon you catch on a route or a route, and then just stay with that six, and you can win.
And I think the pure aspect of how it handles battling with stamina and stuff, and always double battles and stuff, lends itself to be really interesting. Because you have certain moves where you need to be in battle for like three turns before you could even use this move if you wanted to. And then maybe this move does more damage and you can use it turn one, but it's going to use like 3/4 of your stamina. And once you're out of stamina, you're going to hurt yourself. And then
does the
once
Pokemon
you've hurt
hurt
yourself,
it hurts itself as your stamina gets down to zero?
If you go past that. So let's say I have 10 stamina left and I have a move that does 15. I'll lose that 10 and then I take 2 damage for each stamina I go over. Okay. So I would take 10 damage and then I'm over exhausted. So all I can do next turn is rest.
And then how much of your stamina do you like return from that rest?
Not much.
About like a quarter or half?
No. 15% maybe.
Oh, dang.
20 maybe.
Punishing.
So you have to in trainer battles, like if you were doing competitive battle, you can't use items. That's when you have to manage.
I thought you could use items in trainer battles.
Well, I'm saying like PvP.
Oh.
Like when you wanted to do PvP.
Even in Pokemon PvP, you can't use items? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you could.
You can have held items. But you can't use items. Like you can't use like Hyper Potion or whatever
you can put
in Pokemon.
Like, but like you can put like a magnet thing on a Magneton or whatever.
Or a berry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing in Temtem. They have items. But I'm just a big fan.
Now, are they going to release Evolution? Like, have they released all the Temtems yet? Mm-hmm. Or what is it?
I think they're currently at like 70 in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And at full launch, they're going to have 161.
Have they shown all what 161 look like?
No. All we know of is what's in the game.
So there's
right
a chance,
now.
Blue. There's a chance they could look
nice.
Oh,
no doubt. I have no doubt that there's a lot of Temtem that will probably look sick.
But you just don't buy the art style?
For time being, I like the art style in Temtem. The designs are just very meh.
Mm-hmm.
The game is a good art style. I love the whole cel shaded thing. It's just
see them and they look very Neopet-y. You know what I mean?
That's literally what I'm saying.
Yeah, they look like Neopets, kind of.
I like Neopets.
I love Neopets, but like
that's what I'm saying. You just have to. You can't imagine. You can't
Pokemon.
Go. I can't see this in the Pokemon world. Well, yeah, because it's not.
Because this is Temtem.
And if they were too similar, I think that's when they would probably Pokemon would try and crack down.
You think Pokemon? are you surprised Pokemon hasn't even tried to like throw something at Temtem?
Well, they can't. They like did a whole thing because at first that's what everyone. I was even worried. I was like, "Oh, this isn't gonna happen." And they got the clear and everything. Nintendo can't do anything.
Really? What were the steps to like get around?
I have no
that?
Idea. Oh. But I mean, you have to think about it. Just Pokemon has a monopoly on the genre, but it's just like Call of Duty has a first-person shooter,
mm-hmm.
and then Battlefield comes out. Call of Duty can't be like, wait, you can't make that.
Or like Halo.
We have shooters. Yeah, it's a genre. It's just the only popular one.
Their interpretation
is Pokemon.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so anything that comes from that derives a lot of inspiration because that's what we have. And there are other ones, but they're usually smaller, really niche indies, stuff like that.
When is the full game release?
I think they're hoping for early next year.
Oh, geez. So it's not even like close. Oh, I thought it was like March or like April. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Because I assume they're going to launch it because that's when consoles will come as well. So I'm
like
assuming
Switch.
They're going to launch the full release along with like Switch.
Did it hit its backing thing or whatever, like its fundraising goal?
Mm-hmm.
How much did it raise eventually?
That's a good question. Let me see.
I don't think I've ever backed anything.
This is the first one I've ever backed.
I was going to say, is this the only thing you've ever backed?
Yep.
Wow. Have you ever backed anything, Blue?
Yeah, Temtem.
Temtem?
I don't really back a lot of things because
I've never backed
anything.
Especially
when it comes to games, they usually don't turn out fantastic.
I almost backed that Yogscast game that like turned out to be like a huge controversy thing. I almost backed that like back in college.
Wait, what was the controversy?
That the game didn't ever like be was made and that
oh,
they
really?
Just took funds from it or something like that. Yeah, it was a very situation.
So they asked for a goal of 70,000 and they raised 573,000.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're like a little indie company and
how much was it to put a Temtem in?
So become a dojo disciple in the game. Oh.
Ooh, I want to do that. What's a dojo disciple?
It's like one of the trainers like in the gym. Uh-huh. Imagine you're one of the trainers before the gym leader.
Oh, that's cool. You're like, I'm Mr. Fruit. You're battling me. How much is that?
The dojo disciple?
Yeah.
$2,500.
Wow.
Engineer, for $3,500, you get to design a route.
That sucks. Why would you want to do that? That's nerdy. Wait, if I do the $3,500 one, do I get still the dojo guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sick. Okay, tight.
You also get to design, or you get like an exclusive in-game title. Breeder, help us design a Temtem. Send the sketches and work with our art team. $6,000. So somebody first had to buy the rights and then gave $6,000.
Damn. $6,000.
And yeah. You know what's also going to be cool? When it fully releases, there's going to be a dedicated Nuzlocke game mode.
Oh, what?
So you can create a new game and it'll play with their Nuzlocke rules. And you have to, and so there's no cheating.
So you don't have to like follow your own kind of like honor system.
Right. And there will be no cheating. Yeah. If your Temtem dies, you got to play. And it'll be like a separate save. So you don't have to worry about like messing stuff up. But I'm going to be excited when that comes out.
What's their highest? Like, come to the studio for $10,000 or something like that.
That was it, the breeder.
Oh, $6,000 was the breeder?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty dope.
That is super cool.
So I'm excited. Like, literally, my only complaint right now is I just want more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want the rest of the game.
Are they going to shut down servers at some point? And like, oh, wow.
So it's just progress fun. Isn't getting reset.
Wow.
This is it. That's why I'm going so hard. Because I had, like, alpha access and stuff, but I never really played.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to wait until I could actually
grind,
invest.
Kind of keep what you want.
And now it's there. So it'll be on PC, Switch, PS4, and Xbox One.
How many...
which I wouldn't be surprised by next year. It'll be also PS5
and whatever it is.
You know.
Blue, how many Lumas do you have? Do you have just that one that you caught?
I only have one. I haven't...
You haven't grinded, though?
Second stream, I literally just Luma hunted because I was like... I saw the black and gold and I was like, all right, I have to get this.
And which one is that?
It was Paro.
Bird.
And that's the one you ended up catching.
Yeah. 1,000 resets, baby. Well, 1,076, whatever.
Well, Ab's at like 7,000.
Is he
Damn,
really?
First
Genki, yeah.
Oh my god.
My RNG luck is pretty, yeah. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it gave me false hope.
I wish that RNG luck would transfer to real life, but alas, here
what
we are.
What are you talking about?
Because I saw blue, I was like, oh, I can't wait to Luma hunt. And then I click on Versus Stream. All destitute, sad, 7,000. Like, ooh. I was like, and you know what?
The two
that's probably more like me.
Yeah, the two like spectrums of like where it could be.
Like, right, I need to be realistic. I'll have to carefully decide what I want to
live. How many did it end up taking you, Blue?
1,076.
Which is like not bad. How long
that's
of
not
game
bad
is
that?
That's very
all.
Early.
Because like that's about what it took for me to get my shiny Cramorant when the odds were 1 out of 512. His odds were 1 out of 6,000, and he got in 1,000.
Wait, that little squid thing you caught, which is the first shiny ever?
No. Well, so that's Clobopus, but then when I was on vacation, I guess I haven't officially shared or anything.
I forgot to. I guess I haven't officially announced.
Yeah, but
this is big news.
I hatched a shiny Cramorant and I was shiny hunting.
Uh huh.
And it's the little bird, but it's orange.
Were you on the beach shiny hunting?
Mm-hmm. And it took me like 973 or something. But the odds are 1 out of 512 then. And you have people like Blue, like what was the longest egg? Like what was Applin?
1500 something, 1580.
And then Ab, who seems to have the worst, is like Corsola. Took him like 2400 and then it had the wrong ability. So he did it again and it took like another 2200 or something. I don't remember.
I remember that.
And that's all with odds. What? Almost 10 times greater.
So in Temtem, I'm rolling a dice, a 6,000 sided dice.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the Luma.
Like, every single time. And there's nothing to increase your odds. Nothing. You just.
Right. Unless when that thing comes out and whatever.
Right. That'll be the only exception.
That's nuts. So yeah. Blue got it and.
Yeah.
I like how, like, when you get it blue in the clip, you're like, don't mess this up. Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
I'd feel the same way. I wouldn't even hit it. I'd just keep throwing Tim cards until.
Just eventually.
The problem is that overexertion. It'll eventually go to where it uses an attack, runs out, and then hurts itself. And I can't tell you how many times I've tried to catch one, and that's what happens. You try and weaken it, and they use a really high attack, and you're like, no, stop. And then they just kill themselves.
And then it comes, oh, what would you do? That's going to happen to you at some point.
I hope not.
When you find your first Temtem.
If ever. I mean, I've only found one, because this is technically full odd shiny in the case of like Pokemon. I've only found one in my entire life of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not holding my breath here on Temtem.
So him really getting that one is insane.
Yeah. Especially for only 1,000. Yeah.
That's crazy, Blue. Good for you. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
We popped off. No kidding. You name it?
No, I'm not naming any Temtem in my first run through because I want to familiarize myself with them.
Same. Otherwise, I won't remember the names.
Yeah.
That's what I do with like new Pokemon games, too.
Can you name all the Temtems? Like, if I showed you, like, name this Temtem.
Probably not. I could probably get close with some of them.
Could you name every Pokemon that there is ever?
Probably.
Blue, could you?
Name every Temtem?
No, Pokemon.
I could probably name like 90% of them.
There might be like the ones I played least, probably like Gen 5 and Gen 6. There might be a couple where I might.
Is that X and Y?
X and Y is probably my weak spot.
Yeah, same. Because Diamond and Pearl before, that's all I ever played.
That's like 4-1, right?
Mm-hmm. So those, I got on lock.
I studied for those.
5 I loved, but I just didn't play as much. 6, I was in college, I was busy, I didn't play as much of that. But then Sun and Moon, I familiarized myself more so and played more of that. But yeah, X and Y is probably
Can you name all 8 of Gen 8?
Probably. I'd like to think I could. Or what? At the very least, like, Blue, probably
90%.
But you know what else I could name?
This ad?
If I knew what it was.
Oh.
Enjoy.
If I knew what it was.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
to the GG Over Easy podcast. Before we hop into today's Patreon questions, we almost forgot about it, but then I clutched up.
You did clutch up.
Super Bowl. What is the, what number?
55.
In the 50s, I think.
Yeah. 54?
Maybe in the,
I think it's 55.
Okay, sure.
55.
That one. Predictions. Let's start with Blue because he probably cares the least.
Yes, Blue.
Blue, do you know the two teams in the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay. So you have in the NFC, you have the San Francisco 49ers.
Good team. Good team. Good defense.
And then on the AFC side, you have the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who do you like in the matchup?
Blue? Off the top. Even just maybe the names. Which one would you go with?
Or even colors. San Francisco is going to be in white, and the Chiefs are going to be in red.
But team colors, they have gold, red. That's kind of 49ers.
Yeah.
And then Chiefs are red and white.
Yeah. Come on, Blue. Give me a prediction.
You're asking a dude who doesn't even know who they are. The Packers.
Okay.
I wanted them to go.
I did too. So you have the Packers.
So let's just go with 49ers because they beat the Packers.
Okay.
So Blue says 49ers.
49ers. Blue.
Okay. What is the score of the game, Blue, just in case there's a tiebreaker amongst us?
It's going to be 27-12.
Okay.
12. Yeah, very
12. You don't see that very often. Yeah,
very out there number.
Might be 49ers defense preventing Chiefs from getting touchdowns, and then you just got to
chip some field goals.
Yeah.
Okay. I am like Blue. I'm not a big football guy. I'm just kidding. I love it. I don't know, man. Like, the Chiefs are really good, but the stigma is that the defense wins championships. So I think the 49ers put a stop to the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think the 49ers win. Give me... I want a shootout. I think 31-28.
Wow.
31-28.
Wow. Coming down to the wire.
Yes. It's going to be very tight.
Okay. I'd like to see Mahomes win.
I would.
But I think 49ers are going to win.
Okay. Nice.
I still think defense is going to prove superior. I'm going to go 28.
Yep,
49ers.
I like that.
I still think that might be too generous because I feel like they're just going to shut down Kansas City's offense.
Really? You think those are like kind of garbage time points or something like that?
Yeah.
Like kind of like it's like 12-28 with like a minute left and they score or something.
Something like that. But that's my prediction. So those are our Super Bowl predictions.
And when I'm right and you guys bet on my money line, I want restitution.
So for any of you out there who raw pigskin, there you go. Otherwise, you're probably like, lol, ball sports.
Blue, who's going to be your MVP?
Just go to Patreon questions.
Is it Billy White Shoes Johnson or is it going to be Tim Blake?
Joe Montana.
Johnny Manziel.
Okay, Johnny Manziel. Okay. Nice. I will have my MVP is going to be... George Kittle. I think George Kittle has a monster game.
I'm going to say Mr. Peanut commercial because they're going with the whole advertisement campaign where apparently he's dead.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't even know how that conversation went down. Okay, guys, next one, kill him. He's dead. Like, what? Oh, Planters. Isn't that what it is?
I mean, these guys, you're talking about him, though, right?
I guess. They did it. So.
But, I mean, I'm not a big, big Peanut guy.
I am not either. But I am a big Patreon question guy.
Me too.
What do we have here, Rob?
All right. Let me pull these up. I just pulled these up. Give me a second. Okay. We have a question from Santos Jaco. Hopefully I'm saying that right. For everybody, what is something that you like to collect, i.e. coins, figures, cards, or et cetera? I don't collect anything. I don't know why. I've never collected anything specifically.
Just the tears of Patriots fans.
I guess hoodies. I have a lot of hoodies, you but do. I don't.
And
but,
shoes.
But I don't collect them. But,
shoes.
But that's more so like a. But like I don't collect shoes. I think collecting shoes is like you collecting something. I think you have to have more of like 30 of. Like I only have like maybe.
Okay, but also, shoes aren't exactly cheap.
But I also have like only like 10 pairs of shoes. Like Dado, I think
I have one.
I think Dado at this point has more shoes than I do, and I wouldn't say Dado collects shoes. Collecting, I think, is also like you don't. You take care of them and stuff. I would say maybe hoodies, but then again, like, I don't know.
You really. Did a lot of hoodies.
That's probably the closest thing.
I would say
thing.
You collect hoodies.
Okay. And that's sick. That's something sweet. Yeah. I love this.
Nothing
hoodie.
Wrong with it.
This hoodie's sick. This is a Supreme.
Blue, do you collect anything?
I'm too poor to collect anything.
Did you ever try to collect anything?
I mean, Pokemon cards is probably the thing I've collected the most of.
Yeah, you can't take like my answer.
Oh, I get, knew
I
what your answer
figurines.
Was.
How about that?
Okay.
Like blue eye. I got my three Blue Eyes White Dragon Funkos right in front of me right now.
Oh, no way.
Can you have that Hawkmoon replica?
Yeah, that thing is sick.
Oh, God. I really
don't know. Sign it and sell it. Someone will
that's
buy
back
it.
That's when Blue was successful and he could afford those things.
Hey, if you want to sell it, dude.
Sign and
sign
resell it.
And I'll buy it.
And then I'll resell it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then I'll make a profit.
And then you sign it and sell it, and I'll buy it, and I'll sign it, and then I resell it.
Whoa, and then Blue buys it back.
Oh,
and then just keep
and
it.
Then he signs
it. He wants it back.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to buy it back.
He actually liked it.
Yeah, mine would probably be Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards?
Easy.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty easy.
Or maybe Steam games.
Steam games?
Yeah.
How many games do you have on your Steam?
Like 600.
600 games. I guess I have like 160. I guess I didn't realize how many I had because I was at like
it's not my fault. It's because I make videos.
I was at like a place and this guy had a really nice computer and I was like, oh, let me check out like his like Steam account. And he only had like 16 games.
I was like, bruh, how do you live?
Like 16
you kidding me?
Games.
Half of those in there I've never even played. They're still in back catalog. Come on, bro. You're not a real gamer unless
do you
have...
just like buy games when it, like the Steam Summer Sale comes?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Usually it's like, I think I'll make a video on it. Unless it's like a game I knew I wanted to play. Otherwise it's like, oh, this looks interesting. Or this is new. Let me try it. I try it. I go, no. This
I think like 95% of my library is probably just from videos that we've done.
And if I counted the games I've also gifted. Who knows?
All right. This is from Cell. Probably a little late, but who is everyone's favorite content creator to watch in their spare time nowadays? Excluding us, because we love watching our content, our own content.
Yeah, let's
nothing
get
like
it.
Cranking up a Mr. Fruit video when I wake up first thing in the morning.
You don't?
I do every morning, dude.
That's
I just
right.
said I did.
Okay, good.
I just said I did.
Yeah, better.
I know everyone has their all time favorites, but as of late, who do you guys enjoy? It's a good question. I don't watch much YouTube. You know what I've actually been into lately? And I don't know if it's a bad thing to be into, but
I'm ready to judge.
I have been binging his like vlogs. Can you guys guess who it is?
Casey Neistat?
Nope.
His vlogs.
Yes. Yes. His vlogs.
Alfie.
Who's Alfie?
He's some huge British dude.
No, not Alfie.
I don't really know many vloggers.
Oh, once I say it, dude, you're going to go, oh.
David Dobrik.
Dobrik. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of David Dobrik videos. They're really cool. He seems like a really cool dude, like some guy who I'd really like to hang out with. He doesn't seem like very fake. He just seems like, I think it's super dope that every video he makes is 420. Like, as like a content creator, that's the dream.
I think he would exhaust me.
Really, just it's so much to
he
be around
him. He just exudes... so much
energy.
Yeah, it exhausts me. Like I finish if I watch one of his vlogs, I go, wow, I'm ready to go to sleep. Like that much social interaction, that much going out. Oof, that's why I can't be a vlogger, dude. I don't do anything.
Well,
I wouldn't do anything.
When people go like Rob vlog, I'm like, what do you guys like? You guys realize like I go to the gym.
Interesting thing now is I go to the gym and that's it. Otherwise, I'm sitting at a desk.
What about you, Blue? Content you've been into recently? I know you love
a lot of Bon Appetit.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I know you love your Bon Appetit.
Love Bon Appetit.
Catch Blue in the comment section of Bon Appetit. Standing for Claire, right?
I've never commented,
right?
But like
what's your name?
I might turn into one of the stands like that. Dude, Claire Saffitz from the Bon Appetit Test
Kitchen. She was just recently on the Tonight Show on Jimmy Fallon. Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was watching her.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're not much of a stan then, are you, Bloom?
I mean, I really just go to the YouTube channel. I don't really...
Do you watch like all their content or do you only watch what Claire does?
I'll, whenever they upload something, I'll watch it. Okay, I pretty so much watch everything that they put out, yeah.
Okay. Because I only watch the ones where it's like Claire makes gourmet versions of jelly beans. I'm like, okay. Sure. I'm into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, enough. Give me this. No. Give me this. You are...
No.
You're ridiculous. You are literally a child. Put it down. Okay, I'm putting mine down too now. Sorry, Dan. We're literally going to buy fidget things now.
I need something.
Because like we started this and you're like, just turns into me stabbing fruit. And then an hour into this, you're just over here like...
Not my fault, dude, okay?
Content you've been into lately.
Tfue? Not gonna be very interesting for people. The GDC YouTube channel,
Games Done Quick.
Mm-mm. What is it? Oh, Game Developer Conference.
Game Developer Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this why you were like, "Yo, like I'm trying to learn how to code. Like, what should I?"
I mean, I've been looking to make my own game for over a year now.
I typed in that HTML just because, like, I don't know any of that.
I actually did make HTML websites back in the day.
I just knew it from Neopets when I made, like, my game look nice.
I mean, I've been looking to make my own game since, like, last January. I have an idea and stuff, but part of it is I wouldn't be able to make most of the games I want if I were to fund other people just so much, and I'd only get so much time. Might as well learn myself and see all the projects I can make. At the very least, there'll be something cool to learn and do on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then see where it goes. But yeah, I like to watch those just because you get really interesting talks. Different people made different games. I like that. There's also, I was watching it. Watched it during cardio today. So, Game Makers Toolkit, that YouTube channel.
And it's just like tutorials on how to like code and make games, or
this
just...
one they kind of do. They kind of explore ideas of games or like specific thing. Like the one I watched today was the two types of random in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about different RNG and stuff. And then lastly, Noclip. They do. They're like crowdfunded, but they do documentaries about video games.
That's cool.
They make cool stuff. That's what I'd be watching. Or podcast.
You're a podcast listener?
On YouTube. That's me.
Do you have any podcasts you'd recommend for our listeners?
Yeah, GG Over Easy.
Good. Yes. Yeah.
And no other ones.
Nope.
I only listen to our own, actually.
I thought we invented podcasts. This is ours. Kind of like the first of its kind.
Yeah. And so I booted up and I just listened to us again because this is such a good podcast. So that's what I watch.
Okay. This one is from... GP Hash, if you guys could travel anywhere, where would it be? May I recommend Dubai? Okay. Well,
seems a little biased.
Dubai does seem very sick, though.
I'm traveling and staying in Canada so I can get health care that doesn't kill me.
Okay. So Blue's going to... Really, Canada is where you would travel? Like, as a vacation?
No, I would just say I would take a vacation and then I'd be like, hey, can you guys please keep me?
I'm not leaving. This was a one-way.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
If I could travel anywhere, that's, I don't know, man. There, I'd love to go to Jordan to go see Petra. That's like the thing. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's like that one cave. Or it's not like a cave, but it's like a temple carved into like the side of a mountain. I just think that is so insanely cool. So I'd love to go to Jordan and go see Petra.
Mars.
I guess so. Like, that is a destination.
He didn't say somewhere on Earth. I'd love to visit
that. That is a destination.
Or Mars. Or, I mean, Earth, the moon.
And just stay there?
Something in space. Maybe. I mean, if they did, like, a Mars colony thing, I'd think about it.
Would you really?
Yeah. Be part of the first people. Either it works out, and you're the pioneers, or it doesn't, and you tried.
The pioneers.
Yeah, you tried. And then they talk about, oh, pioneers back here on Mars. These are the Rados, baby, from Mars.
What about on Earth?
On Earth. I've always wanted to go to Tokyo and around there.
Are you still planning on going?
I'm supposed to be going, hopefully, next year.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a lot sooner.
Well, because we have the wedding and everything.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, like, I thought you were going sooner. So I was like,
which, you'll have to talk to Claire.
Oh.
Currently, she's like, you might have to do your bachelor's party in Colorado because of this coronavirus.
What?
Yeah, she's too worried.
What?
So I don't want it to be a thing so I can, you know.
You're over here putting these stats out and freaking everybody out. And then you're like, hey, I need my fiance not to freak out about the coronavirus.
Well, she's the one that's like, it's not that big. I just want you to know. I mean, it could be.
And now
also,
you got her all freaked
I won't
out.
Lie. I like to rile her up. Okay. It's pretty funny. Then she,
it is fun.
It is pretty funny.
Poke the buttons.
I have to. This is how you know I love her.
Well, you know what else is not fun? I guess that was not.
That's nope.
Ending the podcast.
You tried.
I did try, but at least I wasn't stabbing fruit the entire time.
You broke something.
Yeah, but I didn't, and I broke the little.
Yeah. So little think about there. That. All right.
Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
You can find me everywhere on Rabby V.
Mr. Fruit, more or less.
Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for always...
Well, probably watching. Audio listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching. But like, you can be an audio listener and a video watcher. You can do both. You watch just don't this, watch the thing.
Watch this.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to hit it and then catch it back, but it was also cool if it was going to bounce.
That's what I thought you were going for. I thought like you were going for the...
I don't know what this came from, but...
All right. Well, now we're just
eating
food and stuff. Bye, guys.
Deuces.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.